She'll be home soon. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The first stop for American basketball star Brittney Griner, just released from a Russian prison, will be an Army hospital in San Antonio, Texas, where she'll get a checkup.
Brittney Griner had actually been detained, tried, convicted, and imprisoned on what the Russians claimed were drug possession charges. Griner spent about 10 months in custody, but no more, thanks to the deal to send back to Russia Victor Boot. He's been accused of supplying arms to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, rebels in Rwanda, and drug cartels the world over. But White House officials insist that swapping a basketball player for a dangerous arms dealer was the only deal they could manage. As for Whelan, who's been imprisoned on what he says are trumped-up charges of espionage, which have no basis in fact, today's news was a devastating blow.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces have installed multiple rocket launchers at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The claim raises fears Moscow may use the shut-down power plant as a base to fire on Ukrainian territory. The U.S. House passed a bill Thursday to boost military spending, which also ends COVID vaccine requirements for the military. The bill now heads to the Senate. Unsealed court documents show a man accused of the Colorado Springs gay nightclub shooting was arrested last year on other charges, but Anderson Lee Aldrich never went to trial.
Aldrich was arrested in 2021 for making bomb threats leading to about 10 private homes being evacuated. The charges were eventually dropped with no explanation. The judge's decision to release the records comes after news organizations sought the documents through court proceedings.
Fox's Eben Brown. The nightclub shooting killed 5 and injured 17. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It took decades, but Philadelphia police refused to give up on identifying a little boy murdered in 1957.
The body of a little boy about 4 years old was found in Philadelphia 66 years ago. He was malnourished and had been beaten to death. He was buried, but investigators exhumed him twice. After the second time, his DNA was entered into a database, and that led genealogists to find out the identities of his biological mother and then father, as well as the boy's identity, Joseph Augustus Sorelli. Captain Jason Smith says it will be an uphill battle to find his killer.
Well, at this point in time, a lot of the family members who would have been old enough to have a memory of any incident that might have occurred are, normally long gone.
Investigators say this is the first time they've identified a victim in a cold case using genetic genealogy techniques. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police say a Georgia man killed his ex-wife's divorce attorney and then set the law office on fire. Lawrenceville firefighters discovered the body of attorney Douglas Lewis in the office. Police quickly arrested 65-year-old Alan Taya, who they say burned himself when he set the fire. The state of California is considering slashing subsidies for rooftop solar power.
The debate is about how much those who don't have solar subsidize those who do. Right now, the state mandates utilities pay homeowners with rooftop solar 30 cents for every kilowatt hour they generate, whether the grid needs it or not. A new proposal cuts that to 5 cents, numbers that make rooftop systems unaffordable, threatening some 70,000 jobs. But supporters say it's also about grid reliability. Because solar is irregular, sometimes there's too much, others too little, risking a blackout.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. And stocks gained ground after five straight sessions of losses. The Dow rose 183 points. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.